You're listening to the Three Peaks Strong podcast. I'm Coach Mel. Join us as we embrace the journey of connecting mind, body, and spirit in our community and beyond. Hey, hey, welcome everyone. This is your Three Peaks Strong podcast. I am Coach Mel, and I'm so thrilled that you could join me today. I have a really cool topic that I really feel like is important to chat through. So we're going to dive right in. This is a topic that needs to be heard. And I think in the society we live in today, it's easy to just kind of, you know, push this away, not focus on this, and then wonder, why is everything falling from the sky? Why is all this negative stuff happening? So, you know, I want to start with a quote that I heard recently that I think is very powerful. And the quote is this, there's actually a couple of them. A man is but a product of his thoughts. What he thinks, he becomes. That's powerful, my friends. That is super powerful. And another one that both of these are Gandhi said these things, but this next one really really gives you the full picture of how powerful your words are. And so it starts with this. It's actually quite a long quote. He says, "Carefully watch your thoughts, for they become your words. Manage and watch your words, for they will become your actions. Consider and judge your actions, for they will become your habits. Acknowledge and watch your habits, for they shall become your values. Understand and embrace your values, for they become your destiny." Wow, that is incredibly powerful. When I first heard that quote a long time ago, you know, I think it meant one thing to me. You know, we always used to tell our kids, you know, be careful what you speak, be careful what you think, be careful what you do, be careful about the actions you take. There's a little song that we used to sing with them when they were little. But now, years later, in the season of life that I'm in, it literally means so much more. And I'm excited to dive into this a little bit with you. If you've never heard these quotes before, I highly recommend, you know, writing this down and really pondering through it. So the thing that we need to understand is everything starts in our head. Everything starts with a thought. It starts with what we think. Then our thought literally is usually what we end up speaking or believing about ourselves. Some examples of that would be the thought, I'm so fat, I have no money, I'm too busy, I'm broke, nobody listens, I'm so alone, I feel like crap, I'm always in pain. The list goes on and on. Like, think about it. What do you speak to yourself? What do you think about yourself? You don't even have to speak it, but what do you think? Because if your thoughts start with negative, positive, you're setting yourself up for your destiny. As this quote says, a man is but a product of his thoughts. You are what you think. And I'm sure that there's, you know, been some, you know, fun little graphics out there you see on social media that says that same thing, but I really want you to listen to this. Like, carefully watch your thoughts, for they become your words. Like, just right there, like, carefully watch what you think, because you start speaking it. Okay? Carefully manage what your words are, because they become what you do, what your actions are. And then consider your actions, for they become your habits, meaning like you continue to do that over and over, and pretty soon it's literally just a habit. And watching those habits, because they become what you value, good or bad. It's sad. People think, oh no, I don't have value in overeating, but that's the habit that you have. I don't have value in overspending, but I always think I'm broke. I don't have value in. No, it's the truth. Like, whatever you think, you become. And the important thing to remember is that when you embrace your values, they literally become your destiny. So I want to dive deep here. And I want you to ponder this stuff, because it's, as I'm sharing this, like, there's so many things that come to mind that I may wish I have gone back, you know, in my past and been more careful with my words to myself. It's definitely something that I've struggled with. And what about you? You know, if you're honest with yourself, what are some common things you think? What do you think? Just today, when you woke up this morning, what was the first thing that you thought of? Was it, I have so much to do? Okay. Or was it, I am so excited about the day? What was it? Like, what is your brain naturally wanting to think? What are we feeding? The thing that I wish I could just reach through the mic and encourage you to just embrace is that this is powerful. Like, your words have so much power. You know, the Bible says that your words breathe life or death. So be careful what you speak. Be careful of your tongue. And so, you know, that's the truth as well. Like, it's not just Gandhi saying it. Like, it's everywhere. Like, your what you speak, you manifest, and good or bad. So we control way more of our destiny than we think. Okay, literally. Because it starts with just a thought. You know, some would say, or think, I can't afford, you know, I can't afford to eat healthy. For example, I can't afford to eat healthy. Eating healthy is so expensive. That's what, you know, maybe I have heard. I'm just saying maybe. Maybe I've heard. Eating healthy is so expensive. Okay. Well, you know, is that truth? Is that actually the truth? Or is that just the thought? And I want to dive a little bit deeper on this as well. Our literal ability to see and differentiate between what is truth and what is a thought takes practice. And it feels like things are expensive. Like, it feels expensive to eat healthy, yeah? But the truth is that if you are only buying nutritious foods, for example, this is just the thought process I want you to go down. If you're only buying nutritious foods, you're not wasting your money on sodas. You're not wasting your money on snack foods that literally are full of crap. You're not wasting your money on restaurants and fast food chains that you're spending 10 bucks here, 15 bucks here. If you really break it down to what's expensive, those things are expensive, you know, and they don't make you feel good. So the truth is that food costs money. Yeah? I mean, that's the truth. Food costs money. Well, so does fast food. So does crap food that you buy from the store, your chips and what have you. If you go to the store and buy a bag of chips today, okay, and it's like, what, maybe at the cheapest $3.99, what could you get with that $3.99? Truth. What could you get for that $3.99? Some may say, well, nothing. Everything is so expensive. That's not true. That bag of chips that you may be eating is probably going to last about an hour if you sit down and eat the whole bag and leave a long-term issue with, you know, your health. Whereas if grapes are on sale, for example, and you get them for $1.29 a pound, you can get a little bit higher quality food for, you know, a little bit more. So it's in your perspective of what you're looking at and not wasting your money on crap. You know, a lot of people struggle with, you know, their thought process in thinking something, and then it becomes their truth and then their belief system. And I can tell you, and this is a whole other podcast, but I can tell you 100% that it is not, the truth is, it is not more expensive to eat healthy. It is not. You just have to get creative. And that's what we do here. But nonetheless, like, that starts with a thought. and we end up catching ourselves sometimes when it's too late, after we've created this belief system in our mind that, you know, what we're thinking is actual truth, and it's not. So for example, I was thinking through this and pondering through this, and I was like, you know, our thoughts start just like my sourdough starter, right? So yeah, I'm on the kick. Can't really eat the bread because my stomach doesn't like it, but you know, my daughter got me excited to be creative and what have you. So I started a sourdough starter, and I've been playing with feeding it, and you know, sometimes I get crazy busy and I'm just like, ah, I just can't, I don't have the time for this. But what I notice is that when I feed that sourdough starter, it grows. It grows. When I don't feed it, it doesn't grow. Okay, it just sits there. So, this being said, like, that is the truth when it comes to our thoughts. Whatever you feed is going to grow. If you're feeding your mind and your thoughts negative things, that's going to continue to grow. It's not going to just stay there. You're going to continue to grow that negative thought, and pretty soon you're encompassing everything in the world as being negative. And that is literally such a struggle, okay? How do we fix this? Like, how do we get through this? Well, number one, if we go back to this, we literally watch your thoughts. Just literally catch ourselves with what we're thinking. Just recognizing it and catching what our thoughts are. And then only speaking the truth. And I think it starts with just awareness, like just catching. You wake up and you're like, oh, I'm so tired. Okay, well, what's the truth? I can think about, okay, is that the truth? No, the truth is I did not get more than 6 hours of sleep. That's the truth. But the thought that I'm breeding is I'm always tired. And I'm going to feel tired. The more I speak that, the more I think that, the more I just look for that in my future. So again, watch your thoughts. And then it pulls into watch your words, because they become what you do. Again, what I speak, I end up doing. If I speak, I'm a woman that eats healthy, I do that. If I speak, I'm always tired, I'm so busy. And granted, my friends, I literally have been stuck in the same cycle. Like, I have literally done the same thing. People will come and be like, how's it going, Mel? Oh my goodness, I'm so busy. It's common, I hear it all the time, right? Well, okay, yeah, I'm so busy. And then I continue to stay busy. And then I feel terrible because I'm so busy. But the truth is, my calendar is packed. That is just the truth. But I'm not too busy, I'm not so busy. I'm not breathing negative. So if I am careful to watch what I speak, it is obvious that I'm going to be a little bit more cognizant of what I do. It's like creating a self-fulfilling prophecy when we speak negative or positive things. Meaning like, okay, the thought, I'm so fat. If it will trigger you and help you to believe that you're so fat. And then you will start to look for things to prove that you're so fat. You'll quit on yourself. You'll quit taking action. You'll look for things to get out of it. You'll look for that, you know, candy bar when life gets hard, when you get triggered, instead of just remembering the truth that you are on a journey. Life is not going to be easy. Like, it never gets easier. But if you can look at things, look at your words and how they breed your actions and those self-fulfilling prophecies, you can actually stop some cycles. So taking action is huge. Your actions become your habits. Literally, like, you can create good or bad. You can have a habit of, you know, getting up in the morning and brushing your teeth. Or you can have a habit of getting up in the morning and having coffee. Or you can have a habit of getting up and looking social media and trying to find the negative things and complaining about those things. Like, whatever actions you take become the habit that you do. Your habits become your values, the things that you value and you hold on tight to. why would we want to hold on to, you know, things like getting up right away and getting on our phone? Like, how productive is that? How life-breathing is that? Again, your actions become your habits. Your habits become your values. Your values become your destiny. This is deep, my friends. What you want, what do you want? What do you want your life to stand for? Being negative, being down, never seeing the good in anything? Like, what do you want life to stand for? You know, if you always look for the bad, that's what you're going to see. If you look for good, you have gratitude and you stop breathing that negativity, stop believing that negativity, stop, you know, thinking that negativity, and start believing, thinking, breathing, acting on positive things, the truthful things, you will literally have hope. You will have life. So what do you want your life to stand for? Is it to have a legacy that brings life, hope, and abundance? Or is it one of being negative, being down all the time, never seeing the good in anything? When somebody else has something good, you downcast it because your life is full of negative as well. This may be hard to hear, but it's the truth. And we have to catch ourselves. It starts with a thought, literally, in our mind, something we think. You know, the Bible also says, take every thought captive and make it obedient to Christ. And whether you're a believer or not doesn't really matter here. It's important to remember your thoughts are powerful and they breathe life or death. And my heart for you, my heart for this community, my heart for this world that we live in is that it would be in an abundance of life breathing versus, you know, negative sucking. And there's already enough negative in this world. We don't need to add to it, right? So my challenge for you today is to think about what you think, literally. Take a second. Think about it. Catch yourself. Catch your thought. And do something like this. Think about in your hand you have a, let's say, one of those butterfly nets, okay? I'm planning on getting my grandson one here. Yes, I have a grandson. I am a grandma. Love it, every bit of it. So I'm planning on getting him this little butterfly net, okay? And, or whatever you call them, but like just to catch things, right? So when you have a thought, I want you to, in your mind, think about swooping that butterfly net, that thought net, okay? I want you to throw it out there and grab that thought and ask yourself this. Is this thought breathing life to me? To my destiny? To my legacy? To my calling? Or is this thought destroying the very path that I'm working so hard to create? Think about it. It starts with a thought. And it starts with you. So, as always, my friends, I appreciate you listening. And if you found any of this, really intriguing, please share it with somebody. Share it with a friend, family, somebody that needs to hear the truth. Like, our goal in life is not to call out negative thinking. Our goal is to breathe life back in. But we have to be aware. You know, we can't make a change in our life unless we are aware of what we're doing. And so catch yourself. Think about it. Like, what is your thought? Where does it start for you? All right. Until next time, my friends, keep pressing forward and believe in yourself. See ya.
Thank you for listening to the Three Peaks Strong podcast. If you found any of this podcast helpful, we'd love for you to share it with your friends and family and leave us a 5-star review.